One of the keys to reading the Bible is understanding different senses of Scripture, meaning one Scripture passage can have application to many things. And in the Old Testament, Scripture usually has three applications. One, its immediate sense, we would call its literal sense, what it meant at the time it was written. But it also has a sense that it alludes to the New Testament, points somehow to Jesus, and then a third sense that points to us. And so whenever you read Scripture, especially in the Old Testament, those are kind of the three things you want to look for. What did it mean at the time? And you may have to do a little research to understand that, maybe get a Bible with some footnotes to understand what's going on. And then what did it mean for the New Testament, for Jesus and this new church? And what does it mean for me? A lot of us, we jump right to that last one, don't we? We go right to what does this Scripture mean for me? And actually, that's not how the Bible's intended to be read. If we don't understand what it meant when it was said 2,000 years ago or more, how can we understand what it means for us today? Now, a lot of times you do have that great fortune of being able to pick up the Bible. You close your eyes, you put your finger down, and you see a passage, and it speaks to you. And that is also the work of the Holy Spirit. And one of the other keys is this notion of Israel. Now, in our first reading today from the prophet Isaiah, Israel refers to this nation that God has established in the promised land. He's promised them that he will be with them all their days. He's going to make them a powerful nation. And he says this to them today: "You are my servant, Israel, through whom I show my glory." In other words, the glory of God, his majesty, his wonder, his power, his omnipotence, all those things that you might associate with the glory of God, he wants to demonstrate, become evident, speak to this world through his nation Israel, right? Now, if the people of God back then obey God and see the fruits of that, then they speak the glory of God. But if they disobey him, then they don't speak the glory of God. But this is also not just applicable to the people Israel, but who else? To the church. To us. You see, one of the neat things you can do when you read the Old Testament and you see that word Israel is simply substitute your name. It almost always works, and it's almost always applicable. "You are my servant, Bill, through whom I show my glory. You are my servant, Betty, through whom I show my glory." Insert your name. God wants to show his glory to this world, his power, his love, his omnipotence, his wonder through you. I mean, I haven't seen any signs in the sky lately, right? You know, big things happening that maybe demonstrate the glory of God. We just had Christmas. He did demonstrate his glory when this host of angels appears singing to the shepherds, right? "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill," as we sang this evening. Why don't we see that anymore? Because the opportunity for that to happen is sitting in that pew right now. The opportunity for that to happen occurs when you step out those doors tonight. To show the glory of God. At the end, it also says this: "I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth." I'm curious, how many of you know where your baptismal candle is? You don't have to raise your hands or anything, but... well, go ahead. Now I'm curious. Some of you did. You know where your baptismal... I don't. I think my mom's hoarding it, probably. Probably won't have to get it from her when she kicks the bucket finally. Yeah, if you don't have one, if you've lost it or something, I'd love to give you a new one. When you received that as a child or maybe even as an adult, you were told the words that you were to be a light to the nations. And just as Israel was supposed to be in the Old Testament, they were supposed to be so in love with God, so demonstrating the glory of God to the people around them, that other nations around them would say, man, what have those people got going on? And the same is true of us. People should see something in us different that makes them wonder, what's going on with that person? And not in a bad way, because I'm sure people wonder about that about a lot of us. But what's that person got going on with God? That's when we become a light to the nations. If you can, go home this weekend, find that baptismal candle, and especially if the power goes out tomorrow, you might need it. But at least take it out. Maybe spend 10 minutes reflecting on how you have been a light to the nations or how you can be. I will make you a light to the nations that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. You see, guys, it's not just about you. We live in a very egocentric society, right? It's all about us. But you being a light to the nations is not just important for you. It's important for everybody around you. I think we seriously have to ask the question. I find myself asking it a lot and sometimes coming up with a not very pleasing answer. That each interaction I have with a human being, how does it affect their salvation? I was in line getting some lunch today. It was almost 1:30 and I hadn't had lunch. I was really hungry. And I pull up to Brahms. I know, bad. I shouldn't be eating there. But it's one of those compulsive things, the number 3 with a chocolate shake. And I'm waiting forever, seems like, right? And the car in front of me is waiting forever. And all these first world problems we have. And I finally pull up to there, and there's, of course, this high school student, you know, who greets me nicely, you know. How tempting is that sometimes to, you know, you don't cuss them out or say anything rude, but you're not exactly friendly either, right? Because you're like, I'm late now, thank you. And it occurred to me as I'm sitting there looking at this young man, my interaction with him, how I especially dressed as a priest, but my interaction today is going to affect his salvation either positively or negatively. And you think, well, seriously, Father Matt, over a hamburger? Yeah. Yeah. Because the smile I give, or the thank you I give, or the patience I show, or the concern I show for him, he's just a high school kid trying to do his job. That does contribute to his salvation. And if I'm so wrapped up in myself, then all I'm worried about is me, then I don't fulfill what is given to us in this first reading today. You are my servant, insert your name, through whom I show my glory. I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth.